A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. Jesus told his disciples a parable about the necessity for them to pray always without becoming weary. He said, "There was a judge in a certain town who neither feared God nor respected any human being. And a widow in that town used to come to him and say, 'Render a just decision for me against my adversary.' For a long time, the judge was unwilling. But eventually he thought, 'While it is true that I neither fear God nor respect any human being, because this widow keeps bothering me, I shall deliver a just decision for her, lest she finally come and strike me.' The Lord said, 'Pay attention to what the dishonest judge says. Will not God then secure the rights of his chosen ones who call out to him day and night? Will he be slow to answer them? I tell you, he will see to it that justice is done for them speedily. But when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth?" The Gospel of the Lord. When the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth? People are losing faith. The more people get more enlightened, get brilliant, get intelligent, it seems the more wisdom eludes them, faith eludes them. In other words, you see many learned people losing faith in God. This is different from the man we celebrate today, Saint Albert the Great, Dominican, one of my brothers. Interestingly, today we elected a new provincial. He was a provincial for 3 years, the German province. He was born in 1206 and died in 1280, 74 years. He knew a lot. He knew a lot. He gained wisdom by just contemplating on nature. He wrote on biology, on physics, on so many things. In fact, he's the patron saint of scientists. He studied, but kept faith in God. His story will be incomplete if we don't talk about the relationship he had with Thomas Aquinas, St. Thomas Aquinas. St. Thomas Aquinas was very erudite. He wrote a lot. He is referred to as an angelic doctor. Now, when Thomas was in school, he was referred to as a dumb ox. He didn't know anything. His colleague used to laugh at him and jeer at him. He didn't know anything in class. He was brought to St. Albert, who mentored him. And he said he was going to be a great personality, a great intellect or intellectual. And indeed, Thomas Aquinas became a great intellectual. So here is a man who saw hope in hopelessness. As parents, as guardians, we have people under us, children. Sometimes it feels that they cannot do well. They cannot be anything in the world. Are we giving up on them? Are we keeping faith in them that they will succeed, that they will blossom and flourish, or we are giving up on them? A lot of people give up on others in the formation house, in the seminary. He's no good. He's not going to be any productivity to us. And they send them away. In fact, in our community, we used to joke that if Thomas was in our time, he would have been rusticated, he would have been expelled because he didn't know nada. But Albert was the one who kept faith and hope in him. Such was the man, you know, or such is the man we celebrate today, keeping faith despite his vast knowledge, despite his erudite, you know, intellectualism. He was humble to see that others blossom and flourish. When the Son of Man comes, will he find faith still on earth?